Roland Martin, good morning.
Hey, actually, I'm still in New York. I'll be on Soledad's show once I get off the segment here. So, yeah, still kicking it in New York. So, Tom, yesterday, big day, President Barack Obama became the first sitting president to endorse same-sex marriage in his interview with ABC's Robin Roberts. And, of course, he previously had said that he was for it. Then he changed his mind, said that he was against it. And so now he has come out and made it perfectly clear. It has led to lots of discussion. Obviously, supporters of same-sex marriage are ecstatic with this decision. But what about folks who disagree? What about African-Americans? What about pastors? We turn right now to Pastor Jamal Bryant of Empowerment Temple in Baltimore, Maryland. Pastor, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
What do you make of this decision? I've heard there was a guest this morning on CNN who said you're going to see lots of education in black churches. This is not going to hurt the president. Folks are just going to have to frankly deal with it.
I think that is going to be an incalculable amount of damage. Sunday is going to be a great divide across the country in black churches because black pastors are really confused as to where to stand. Because for the last 4 years, we've prayed, covered, and pushed the president's agenda, and now there's a great conflict. Roland, most African-American denominations have a written policy against same-sex marriages and same-sex unions. And so now we're going to have to really recalibrate how do we move forward where the religious right are now raising their eyebrows saying, I told you so. Mm-hmm. And so it's going to make us finally confront the issue without gay bashing, without homophobia, to say that this is something that's got to be dealt with, and the black church is coming in mass on Mother's Day Sunday to hear where their pastors are and how the black church responds.
What if a pastor stands in that pulpit on Sunday and doesn't even touch this out of fear of offending a congregation or by saying, you know, I don't really want to criticize the president? I get the sense that people are expecting their pastors to speak to this issue, even if they voted for the president.
A black pastor who is afraid of controversy is not fit for ministry. The prophetic call is not to be conducive or comfortable to culture, but to challenge culture. And with challenge, you've got to expect pushback. Any great person who, in fact, took a stand was prepared for some stuff to fall. And on Sunday, stuff going to be falling out the sky, out the balcony, and out the Sunday bulletin. If your pastor says nothing about the issue, he does not have a right to not have an issue on this position.
Pastor, how do you stand?
I stand that I absolutely, vehemently disagree with the president. I agree with his presidency, but with this policy, I do not agree. Marriage is the original institution of the church. The church is not about a building, but family is. And marriage is that template in which we start off with in Genesis 1, 2, and 3.
And will you vote for him?
I think, given the option I got, which is Mitt Romney, I got no choice. And I think African-American voters are mature enough to say that this is not going to be the one issue where I'm going to walk away from when I got to deal with saving historically black colleges, preserving Pell Grants, getting jobs back on the rosters. I got to vote for him when Romney is really the high-gloss George Bush reincarnate.
But I got to ask you this, Pastor Brian. I got to ask you this, though. Gay marriage amendments have taken place in 32 states. People who support same-sex marriage are 0 for 32. A presidential election really is a state-by-state election. Do you believe this could have a potential impact in November in critical states like North Carolina, Ohio,
absolutely,
Virginia?
Absolutely. And here's the issue, Roland, that people are going to have to discuss. Black people are not going to switch over to the Republican Party or put Romney signs in their front lawn. The critical concern is whether they will vote with apathy and not show up at the polls.
Will they vote at all?
And that's the critical place. The Barack Obama campaign is in critical danger because so many black people have thought that the campaign has taken black votes for granted by how they've responded to black radio, by how they've responded to the black community at large. And reality is President Obama better be in some black churches real soon, clapping his hands, singing Amazing Grace, and waving that right hand. But the black vote is going to be very critical, and apathy may win this election if we don't get on the ground.
Pastor Jamal Bryan at Parliament Temple, Baltimore, Maryland. We certainly appreciate it. Thank you so very much. He makes an interesting point, Tom, and trust me, I know the texters are weighing in decisively on this.
Yes, they're blowing it up.
A lot of same things happen on social media as well. So this White House has a difficult situation on their hands when it comes to also speaking to the black agenda versus the LGBT agenda.
Have you spoken to anybody at the White House?
No, they have returned my phone calls.
All right, Roland, good job.
All right, thanks a lot.
Watch you on CNN this morning.
See you on Soledad.